Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The Bolts strike back in game number three, winning 6-2 and running Darcy Kemper, the Colorado Avalanche goaltender, while doing so. Game four tonight from Tampa Bay. Joining us here on the show to discuss is a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame. He hoisted three Stanley Cups with the Calgary Flames back in 1989. And then that dynamic Penguins team that went back-to-back with Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr and company in 91 and 92. He won three cups in 4 years. He went on to an excellent coaching career as well. Joining us here on the show is Joe Mullen. Joe, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you guys, too.
Well, you know personally the type of effort it takes to win back-to-back Stanley Cups. So you know just what this Lightning team has done and what it's trying to do. Win three in a row. From your personal experience, what do you think makes this Lightning team special enough to try to be doing something that almost no teams have ever done?
Well, I think they're so well balanced in every area of the game, especially, you know, the goaltender is one of the best in the world, if not the best. They got really good, solid defensemen. And then their forwards, I mean, they just seem to come through every year, you know, and they've gone through injuries and they still seem to, you know, just pick it up for each other, you know. Somebody else comes in and picks up the slack.
How difficult was winning the cup again in 92 when you were part of that Penguins team? I mean, you guys were so talented, and Lemieux is one of the greatest players of all time, but doing it again is an entirely different challenge. What makes that so difficult?
Well, I think, you know, after you win it once, I think the rest of the league is after you, and they want to prove that they're just as good and can beat you. And they kind of know what they're up against right away. They're up against the Stanley Cup champs, and the only way to beat them is to play better and harder and make sure you shut them down. So teams are ready.
What about also the exhaustion that comes with playing that deep into a physical postseason, an exhausting postseason, year after year after year? I mean, playing in the final game of a hockey season for 2 or 3 years in a row has got to take its toll. How much of that is part of the challenge?
Well, I definitely think it plays into it. It's not easy to go deep into the summer all the time and then you know, have to go right back to training camp in September and start all over. So you do that for a couple of years, and you know it does wear on you. But you know what? If you got the team and the talent and veteran leadership, I think, you know, it's always possible.
Hockey Hall of Famer Joe Mullen joins us here on the show, three-time Stanley Cup champ. Just give us a sense of what it was like to watch Mario Lemieux up close and personal play alongside him at the very apex of his career.
Oh, it was great. I always tell the stories where, you know, when he was hurt with his back or he was out with the cancer, and he comes back to first practice and he's as smooth as silk on the ice, and he just kind of floats on the ice when he comes back, and you're like, how does he do that? You know, he's been off for like a month or 2 months or 3 months, and, you know, he doesn't miss a stride.
You played for some amazing fan bases across hockey. The St. Louis Blues have a great hockey city. The Calgary Flames, obviously, an amazing hockey culture. The Penguins in Pittsburgh is a wonderful hockey town. You played for the Bruins for a season as well. out of those fan bases, which could get the most intense? Which was the home crowd that you were like, wow, tonight is a different beast?
It's so hard to say, especially when, the fans in St. Louis, we were only getting probably 12,000 a game. And, the rank hold 20,000, 19,000, 20,000. But those fans, they rooted for us like there was 20,000 people in there. So, that was pretty exciting being my first stop and, kind of getting used to the NHL. But the fans there were awesome. Calgary, it's a hockey city, a hockey town. They love their sport up in Canada. It's the number one sport, and that was pretty exciting to be, the number one sport in the city. So those fans were great. Pittsburgh, we had such a strong team. We were always up there and dangerous. So the fans are right behind us there. Great sports town also, Pittsburgh. And Boston's the same way, great sports town. So the fans are all great. I mean, it's hard to choose one over the other.
Hockey Hall of Famer Joe Mullen joins us this morning on the show in the middle of the Stanley Cup Final. Now, you're involved in a really cool hockey project as well called Three Ice. And this is 3-on-3, full sheet of ice. You got six really legendary players of the game that are coaching in this, and it's all available to watch on the CBS Sports Network as well. Next game is coming up on Saturday from Denver, and you guys got this thing cooking right now. How fun is it to be part of Three Ice?
Oh, it's so fun. It's something new to us as coaches, but we're really enjoying all the guys that are coming to play. They're showing what they have and trying to make this exciting for the fans. We got some good talent out there. The kids love to play. It's a tournament-style atmosphere with six teams and seven players on a team, six skaters and a goalie. And it's full ice, just like overtime in the NHL. We're trying to take the most exciting part of the game from the NHL and just make a total game out of it. So it's 2 8-minute running time periods. They're short games, but it's harder than it sounds. And the guys are really putting a great effort into it and making it exciting for the fans and the coaches and everybody connected with the league.
It's fast break hockey. It's 3-on-3 with goalies. There's a lot of open ice, as you said. It's kind of like overtime. Might remind you of some youth games you might have played back in Hell's Kitchen in New York when you were growing up, huh?
Yeah, some of my roller hockey games. the first game we played last weekend. We were up 5-1 with less than 4 minutes to go in the second period. Larry Murphy pulled his goalie. They tied up the game and then won it in overtime in a shootout.
Oh. So
it was an exciting game. It was like really fun to watch. We took a big lead and just couldn't hold on to it. So they deserved the win.
Some legends of the game coaching, Grant Fuhr, Larry Murphy, a number of other big names.
Yeah,
for tickets,
Brian Trottier.
Yeah, Trottier's in it. Pretty cool. Yeah. If you're in the Denver area, you want to check out this upcoming weekend, go to 3ice.com. That's the number 3ice.com. You could also watch it on the CBS Sports Network. That's 5 p.m. Eastern time from Denver coming up on Saturday. And it's available on television in 185 countries. So you can see this all over the globe, which is really cool. A lot of attention on this. Three Ice is the league. Joe Mullen's our guest and one of the coaches in the league. Well, Joe, good luck with this league. It sounds really cool. And thanks so much for joining us. And enjoy the rest of the Stanley Cup Final.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Joe Mullen joining us this morning on the show. He's got three different Stanley Cups. One with the 89 Flames, two with the 91-92 Pittsburgh Penguins, and now part of Three Ice as well.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.